Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news we'll be looking at, we replay an interview from 2006 with COT HealthBeat contributor Dr. David Lembert. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Iglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 771, recorded November 26, 2021.
HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Iglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news.
In this week's United States holiday edition of COT's HealthBeat, we remember an earlier COT HealthBeat interview with Dr. David Lembert, who passed away earlier this month. David was a longtime COT HealthBeat contributor and a friend and mentor over the years. Please enjoy this interview from 2006.
Joining us now is longtime COT and HealthBeat contributor, Dr. David Lembert. David is the host and executive producer of Science and Society, an internet radio show focusing on life, science, nanotechnology, space exploration, and the K-12 science education programs. David is also author of Commitment to Fitness, Real Fitness for Real People. David, welcome.
Todd, thank you very much. Thanks for a wonderful intro.
Thank you so much. And I understand, I believe I left something out. I believe you just started up a new podcast on the arts.
Todd, this is great. Thank you. Well, first I'll do a shameless plug and say that Science and Society is available on the web at scienceandsociety.net. And my new program, San Diego Art Talk, which is devoted to supporting the growth and development of young artists and performers worldwide, San Diego Art Talk is at, of course, sandiegoarttalk.com.
Excellent. And I got your email for this week. You have some heavy hitters on, and Miss Diane Ladd, I believe. That's a name familiar to a lot of people.
Yes, Diane Ladd's wonderful actress, producer, of course. She is a winner of the British Academy Award and the Golden Globe, and she has several community outreach programs focusing on arts education.
So exciting. Great news. Congrats with all.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk about chiropractic a little bit. It's our year anniversary here on COT's HealthBeat, and you've been one of our more popular interviewees. So I thought we'd pick up with an old topic from days gone by. Let's talk about chiropractic standards and where the chiropractic profession has come from. And I guess we could start by looking at, in the last year, have there been any major advances or only minor steps for chiropractic in the health field?
Todd, first of all, congratulations on your one-year anniversary. That's fantastic news. I know
Thank
you've
you.
Been in the vanguard of podcasting and certainly podcasting for healthcare. Good job.
Thanks.
Yeah, so talking about advances in chiropractic, I really don't believe that there are any in particular. If at all, there may be only minor advances. I would say that, of course, everything is my own opinion. In my personal opinion, the greatest advance for chiropractic medicine would be to include prescription drugs in their license. But I doubt that that's going to happen in any jurisdiction anytime soon.
Well, I'm sure some earbuds just fell out of a few people's ears with that one. Can you explain?
can you explain your rationale for that? I mean, chiropractic from the get-go, from 1895, has always been known as the drugless profession. Why, in your opinion, do you feel that that should change at this point?
Yes, Todd, great question. And my purpose always is to provide the best service to people as patients. So if I'm a chiropractor and I say I'm drugless, you know, big whoop if that is actually not going to help the patient who's in my office today. And it's really quite a lack for me not to be able to even recommend over-the-counter NSAIDs, for example.
Right.
I by jurisdiction, I'm not allowed to do that, and I have to say, well, you have to get that recommendation from your family physician. That's just,
right,
in a word, stupid. And the patient looks at you and goes, you know, what kind of doctor are you? So, drugless, that's a great philosophy, but again, when the rubber meets the road, it's patient care that counts.
What research have you seen that, let's say, let's take a case scenario. Somebody comes in with an acute sprain, strain situation from a running accident or a basketball game or something, and we would normally, as a chiropractor, provide ice therapy and some other physical modalities. Have you seen research might say the combination of some physical therapeutic modalities along with an NSAID, let's say, would advance the healing process as opposed to just the ice therapy alone?
Todd, not off the top of my head, no, but I'm fairly certain that such research does exist, and at the very least, those studies have been conducted by the manufacturers of those products.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry. Finish your thought.
Oh, there's a journal called the Journal of Pharmacology. There's Pharmacology Review, things like that. So I think it wouldn't take much to find that. And then beyond that, really, from long-time practice, for me, this is just good common sense.
Do you think that that's going to be feasible at all in the present brain think mode of the chiropractic profession?
No, I don't.
I mean, one of the things that I've heard over the last 5-6 years is that a way to perhaps advance from the more philosophical thinkers within the chiropractic profession, and it's a term you used earlier in the interview, was the term chiropractic medicine. Obviously, not all states can use that terminology. Is it time maybe to split the profession into those philosophicals and those that want to do more, such as what you're proposing?
Gee, I must say no to that, Todd, and my thinking is that the chiropractic profession as such is highly fractured in any case. People typically remark that, you know, if you go to one chiropractor, their methods and procedures are totally different from going to another one. So this creates unease on the part of the patient, and it may even engender distrust, for example. You know, they may go elsewhere because several different chiropractors are making vastly different recommendations. So I don't think splitting the profession will serve anything.
Well, let me stop you there for a second. One of the things that may solve that, about 10, 12 years ago, we had the Mercy documents for quote-unquote practice guidelines, and that is starting to transmorph into what are known as best practices. What are your thoughts on guidelines or best practices, and you know, maybe that's partly an answer to this issue?
Yes, and thanks for mentioning best practices, Todd. As a profession, I think that we will live or die on best practices. Dr. Al Adams at Texas Chiropractic College, for example, has been investigating and promoting best practices for a good 15 years or so. Dr. Adams is the vanguard of best practices in the chiropractic profession, and Los Angeles College of Chiropractic has been teaching and including material on best practices for several years as part of their undergraduate education. So best practices is where it's at. If you are not serving your patient, you're not doing anything. And what counts is patient care, the best that you're able to provide, rather than what's going on in your head about what you think chiropractic is or is not. No one cares about that. What counts is patient care, and what counts is patient outcomes.
If I may ask, let's go back. And to achieve your best results?
Right, to achieve your best results with patients, you do that by following established best practices.
Let's go back into your history and review for a second, because I believe you told me at one point when you came out of school, you were more philosophical than obviously you're discussing today. What changed in your mind? What changed either in you or in the profession that caused you to change your thought patterns?
Well, okay, great. And let me see if I can answer this clearly. It's great to have ideas. And it's great to have, quote, philosophies. But when it comes to actually treating patients and improving their status over time, what counts is results. That is the only thing that counts. So I found fairly quickly that my, quote, chiropractic philosophy was totally secondary to the care that I wanted to provide for my patients.
And you, what, through journal readings and seminars, did that, what brought you into the more scientific realm?
Oh, okay, great. When I graduated chiropractic school, I thought that I knew a great deal. That was my first mistake. And in my school's clinic, I had wonderful success in terms of patient results with such a wide range of presentations. I mean, really, I thought that I could handle everything. And I found out in the real world that that was just not the case. And I found that my chiropractic education, whereas it provided me an excellent background in the clinical sciences, was pathetically insufficient in terms of actually treating patients. So I promptly put myself in a postgraduate chiropractic orthopedics program, and I put myself on a postgraduate chiropractic radiology program, and I learned how to be a doctor.
Right, right.
And never look back. My goal always is patient improvement, patient outcomes, and if I'm not achieving what I anticipate achieving in the very short term, by the way, I'm going to reevaluate, reinvestigate, and either change my protocol or refer the patient to another specialist.
Well, I don't think many people would argue with that latter philosophy, which is sound healthcare treatment. I know there's a lag here, I apologize for that. What can be done or responded to those who will say that if chiropractors get pharmaceutical rights and within their scope of practices, that they just won't turn into medical doctors and forego manipulative care and things like that?
Well, that is not a logical chain of reasoning, first of all. And then, second of all, from my point of view, the more that I can add to my armamentarium and protocol for treating patients, the better off my patients are. Simple. Boom. Punto.
I like it. Dr. David Lemberg, thank you so much for these few minutes.
Todd, you are very welcome. And again, congratulations on your one-year anniversary. It's wonderful news.
Thank you, David, and best of luck with your podcasts.
Thank you.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in HealthBeat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link.
We also would appreciate your vote at PodcastAlley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our HealthBeat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Mark Twain. Courage is resistance to fear. Mastery of fear, not absence of fear. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, wishing everyone to stay safe and healthy, and again wishing our United States listeners a safe and happy Thanksgiving. This has been Dr. Todd Eglow.